you sexy backstage people. She's so amusing, and I'm going to be doing the Proust questionnaire for you guys. Might be pronounced Proust. I'm not sure. I like Proust. This will just let you guys in on what I'm into and possibly let you in on some of the ideas in my head for some future recordings. So let's get started. Question number one, what is your gender and sexual orientation? Well, I am a cisgendered female and I am pansexual. Question number two is, what gets you turned on? I'm really turned on by people that aren't afraid to take risks with their appearance. For example, any male-presenting individuals that aren't afraid to embrace some feminine things, like guys who wear makeup. Oh, yeah. That's a big one for me. I love a man in eyeliner. Oh, Lord. But yeah, definitely people that aren't afraid to take risks and show their individuality, that's definitely a turn on. Number three is, what is the characteristic that defines your sexuality? I feel that it's very versatile, because one day I can be feeling extremely vanilla, the other day I will just want to command somebody to worship my pussy. That's simple. I'm all over the place. Number four, what is your favorite sexual act? Cunnilingus. Getting it, giving it. Love it. Number five, what qualities in a lover are most effective at seducing you? Sense of humor, confidence, skill. Like, some guys are really cute and really sweet, but if you don't know what you're doing, sorry, I'm not gonna have that great of a time. I'll try though. Let's see, number six is, what is your idea of a good sexual encounter? I'm usually the kind of person that if I know I'm going to have an encounter with somebody, I tend to plan it out in my head. But I really enjoy it when it just turns out as unexpected and, you know, play it by ear as possible. I guess a good sexual encounter would be one where we both enjoy ourselves and cuddles after. I like cuddling. I'm just going to put that out there. Really like cuddling. So that would be how a nice sexual encounter would end. Number seven, when you want to feel sexy, what is your favorite color to wear and how do you prepare yourself? Well, being the spooky bitch that I am, black is my go-to color. And I think I feel the sexiest when I wear my corset. I get so much attention in that corset. And sometimes it airs on the creepy side, but other times it's very flattering. And occasionally you get somebody that you're attracted to as well that compliments you, and big turn on. Number eight is, what fictional character or living personality turns you on the most? This could be a hero, heroine, an actor, an actress, etc. Okay, I'll give you two answers. So for a real person, even though they are no longer with us, might seem a little bit odd to some people, but it's Vincent Price. I have had a huge crush on Vincent Price for as long as I can remember. I think it's the fact that he was just so tall, like tall guys. And he was so multi-talented. He was not only an actor, but he was a gourmet. And like, he did all these amazing movies. And yeah, I just really like him. Especially like in his stuff from the 40s. He's really fucking handsome in those. And for those of you who haven't realized, my username, She's So Amusing, is from the movie House on Haunted Hill, which is a spooky favorite of mine, also starring the very handsome Mr. Vincent Price. For a fictional character, I hate to be that bitch. I hate to be that person. But god damn it, I love Loki. I'm kind of embarrassed of how much I like Loki and how much Tom Hiddleston turns me on, but yeah. Oh, honorable mention is Ewan McGregor, especially as Obi-Wan Kenobi. Yes, I am that much of a nerd. Anyway, moving on. Number 9, who turns you on most in your life? I'm gonna keep this one private. But actually, I've got more than one. I've got a couple different people. Some of them do know who they are, and others, it's been a deep, dark secret. But I do have somebody that I know who's going to be listening to this. A lovely young man who lets me command him every once in a while. And he's very good at what he does, and he turns me on very, very much. So if you listen, hi. Number 9, number 10, what are your favorite names to be called during a sexual encounter? I like being called, and this is the ironic thing, because in real life, I'm very weirded out when people call me this, but, you know, in the sexual context, I totally go for it. Being called baby, being called darling. don't really go for, like, the insults and stuff. Like, if the mood calls for it, like, one or two bitches here and there, but not super into it. But yeah, call me baby in bed. It's a turn on. Number 11, which sexual talent would you like to be gifted with the most? Some of the examples they have here are no gag reflex, porn star-sized cum shots, being super flexible, etc. I don't know. That's a tough one. I don't mind having a gag reflex, to be honest, because I found that some of the partners I've had, they actually like when I gag, so I don't see a problem with having it. I've already got the tits, so sometimes I wish they were a little smaller, but I don't know. I wish I had the stamina to go longer than a couple of hours. Does that count? I guess. Number 12, how did you find out about GWA and why did you start posting? I found out about GWA 2 years ago. I had found a lovely British gentleman who was doing some audio porn on Tumblr, and I think I followed a link from there. And I've been lurking ever since. I recently made the decision to start posting just to like bring myself out of my shell, you know, have some fun. Number 13, what's my dirtiest fantasy? I don't think this is that much of a secret to some people that know me, but I'd like another three-way. I've only had one three-way before in my life, and it was enjoyable, but not, you know, it could have been better. So I would like just like a really, really fucking hot three-way. And to some that might sound like really vanilla, but hey, it's me. It's my preferences. Deal with it. Number 14, what's the kinkiest sex you've ever had? In detail, of course. Okay. I think the kinkiest thing I've ever done was I rented out a hotel room in a executive hotel, and I guess executive was actually code for really trashy sex hotel. And so I check into this place before my partner arrives, and I walk up the stairs, and there's a mirror on the ceiling, and the shower has this large pane of glass with a picture frame, so there's absolutely no way you could get any privacy in this place. And I was very shocked with myself that I had the balls to do anything in this particular hotel room. So he got there and we had a really nice time. Did some femdoming. And I think it was just the fact that there was a mirror on the ceiling that made the usual kinky things that we do even kinkier. So it was a very fun time. It was a short little encounter because he had to leave the next morning, but yeah, it was nice. And lastly, number 15, what's your favorite part of your body and why? I never thought I'd say this, but I really like my tits. They are pretty, they're pretty big, and sometimes they get me attention even when I don't want the attention, but they have proved to open some doors and lead to some fun things. Definitely a lot of attention when I actually decide to show them off, because being a big-busted girl, sometimes it is very hard to be modest. So even something that would like normally cover a flat-chested girl will still look super cleavagey on me. But yeah, I've grown to love them over the years. I was very close to actually having them reduced about a decade ago, but I kept them around and they've served me very well. So I love my girls. So yeah, that's my Proust questionnaire. I hope that gave you guys a little bit more of an insight into what I'm about. I think I'll definitely be posting a lot of stuff to GWA Backstage. Seems a lot of fun. I like these questionnaires. I found a couple more that I want to do, especially a Disney one. I love Disney, so I hope you guys enjoy this, and I will talk to you all very soon. Bye! Mwah.